You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about any subject you'd like to talk about. We had an email from a lady just today, and she'd been talking about how she always wanted to call in, but she was always afraid to call the radio station. She was afraid to go on radio. And she wanted, of course, to get ideas out. She had a lot of very good ideas, good information, and well-researched facts. But she was afraid to go on radio. And so I just told her, look, 50 years ago when I got started, I was frightened to go on the radio. But something that call radio, talk radio, just come to the West Coast. And I was frightened every time I contemplated getting on the radio. But I did, and eventually you lose that fright. And then, of course, you have a wonderful opportunity to talk to people. And, of course, as time has gone by, we used to just talk to the people in Northern California on KGO. In fact, I was a regular caller from Northern California. I was known as Dr. Chuckles. So basically what happened was that the producer wanted somebody who could come on and who could debate and stand up to the host there. His name was Les Crane. He'd come from New York, and he was a bombastic liberal. And I could take him on and do fairly well, hold my own with him anyway. Most people couldn't. He'd have them crying and weeping. But anyway, of course, they encouraged me to come on. They gave me a special number to call, and basically on a regular basis, literally every evening for 2 or 3 years. But this is 1962 up until President Kennedy was killed in 1963. I was on the radio, and suddenly you eventually overcome that fear. And if you're out there and you're sort of afraid to call in, don't be afraid. We won't bite your head off. And basically, you need to learn to get onto the radio, whether it's my program or somebody else's, and start sharing your ideas. Because we're involved in a battle of ideas, and our ideas are based upon truth. So much of what you hear on radio and television and in the entertainment business and on movies and in school and even in church, so much of it is not true. And so you've got to learn to be involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the coming collapse of the European currency and the European community, because this is obviously going to happen? Certainly there's not enough money out there to rescue Spain. and Italy and Ireland and Portugal and Greece, the so-called pigs nations, and basically they, that's Portugal for P, I for Ireland, I for Italy, G for Greece, S for Spain. Basically, it's so important that people understand that there is no way that they're going to be able to survive, and what we need to do is begin preparing, because it's going, of course, to spread to this side of the world as well. We'll be back in just a moment. And we have Jenny calling in, but give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Sam, and we have a caller from Burbank in Washington. She's just saying she can't find a good church in Washington. So if you're in the Burbank area and you know of a good church, and there are good churches, and I'm amazed how many ministers listen to our programs and will utilize some of the information they learn from our programs in their congregation. I'm sure there are lots of excellent ministers who don't agree with everything we say, but they're still preaching the gospel, and you don't have to agree with everything I say. The important thing is you're preaching the gospel, and you're bringing people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what it's really all about. And if anybody out there in the neighborhood of Burbank, Washington, knows a good church, give us a call, and you can give us a call. Give a call later this evening. See if anybody's calling. Will you do that? Is our caller still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, fine. Well, you just call back, and we'll see if we can find somebody. Somebody knows of a church in your area, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. But a lot of people, I would tell you, are having the same problem you are. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless. And let's go to Karen, who's calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Again, it's open lines on Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Karen.
I didn't chicken out, Dr. Stan. I heard you. It was me that I was afraid to call in.
Well, that's fine. But, Karen, let me just suggest, when you're going to call the program, I'll tell you what I did starting 50 years ago. And I still do it when I'm going to be doing a half-hour monologue, which I do for my Saturday programs very often. I make notes, and I have it sort of just generally outlined what I'm going to say. I don't know if you've ever heard my interviews with Russell Blaylock, one of my favorite guests, but I will tell you that he has things outlined. He knows generally what he's going to say, but then he can get on the program and talk for an hour without any difficulty at all. But he has it outlined, so never hesitate to make some notes ahead of time. What would you like to talk about this evening, Karen,
well,
from Cincinnati?
I'm actually the one that called 2 weeks ago about Michael Murphy, the co-producer of What in the World Are They Spraying, is going to be here in Cincinnati to speak. And I wanted to announce it again for any listeners that might live in the local area that might want to attend the event. And so basically that's why I was calling, just to hopefully spread the word.
All right, but it doesn't do any good to just put out the word. How can people know where he's going to be speaking? How can they get in touch with somebody with a telephone number so they can have the time and the location?
Okay. I'm actually on Wednesday, May 9th, and it's going to be from 6 to 9, and it's going to be at the farm in Delhi on Anderson Ferry Road. And we actually have a website that we just started. It's called FleeTheMatrix.com. That's FLEE, the Matrix, MATRIX.com. And they can go on there. They can actually watch the documentary. There's links to actually your website as well, Dr. Stan, other websites on geoengineering. And they can actually register for the free event right there online.
All right, fine. If I could just put in a pitch. We do have this wonderful new interview with Roslyn Peterson. It's called Geoengineering, and of course, Alan Buckman is on, does part of the talk. It's a talk that was given, I think, last September or October at our conference. Mm-hmm. But the video is excellent, and of course, if you get the video, you have our permission to copy it and to distribute it far and wide on your own.
Oh, great. Thank you, because I do have a copy of it.
All right, fine. Well, then you make copies and you get them out. People have to understand the spraying is real. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the oceans. They're poisoning the whales. They're poisoning the crops. They're poisoning the trees. This is not imaginary. It's real. And
right.
they've checked the soil. They're finding it becoming more acidic. The levels of aluminum are going to the roof. And not only that, but the levels of aluminum in the people is increasing at a frightening speed. So make people understand that this is not an abstract idea. There really are people who believe that, of course, there are too many people in the world. The only way we're going to have a sustainable Earth is to kill most of the people. And they're in the process of doing it today.
Right. Well, I need some more information to have for our event on aluminum, but I know it's toxic. I mean, it makes sense that it's toxic, but I was at an event. It was at a tea party event. I was handing out flyers the other night to our event on May 9th, and a guy came up to me and he said that, it's inconclusive that aluminum is dangerous. And,
know what he's talking about.
Basically,
have a great DVD on aluminum with Dr. David Aob. We actually have a talk with Dr. Blaylock has done. I think it's a CD on aluminum. But if you go up on the internet, this is a dangerous substance. It's related directly to Alzheimer's disease. It attacks certainly our immune system. It predisposes to cancer and to neurodegenerative diseases. And anybody who tells us there's no evidence that it's dangerous just doesn't know what they're talking about.
That's what I thought, too.
But you're welcome to get that a DVD by Dr. Ayoub and the one, the CD. Well, Dr. Blaylock, copy of it and get the information out.
But on David, did you say Ayoub or
Ayoub? A-Y-O-U-B.
Okay, great.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan.
You're welcome. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Sam calling from Cincinnati. Hi, Sam. How are you doing? Have a question or comment?
Both, actually. Good evening to you, sir. I want to first compliment your newsletter. I think I got it yesterday or day before, talking about some of our military actions and some of the cruelty that goes on there.
Well, I take no credit for that. That's William Grigg, but he's certainly one of the most articulate people in the conservative movement, and of course this helps him to maintain his family of six children, and of course helps me so I have time for other things. So basically, but William is doing a fine job, and I appreciate your mentioning that you enjoy the newsletter. Okay,
yeah,
Eddie, what would you like to talk about, Sam? Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But go ahead, Sam.
And with this being open line night, you mentioned something last week, and I'd like for you to retell the story because I don't know if I caught it real well. And that was, I think you were on the radio with the talk show host, and the host said something like to the effect, if the government told me what to say, I'd walk out right now. And then he looked over and winked at you, and you know, he was being disingenuous from what I said. And I just wanted you to retell that story, and I wanted to hang up and hear you tell it.
All right, fine. Well, basically, this happened a long time ago. But in San Francisco, there was a wonderful fellow. He did the program usually in the afternoon on KGO. His name was Jim Eason. And Jim was very well informed. He did a great deal of work in preparation for every program. And certainly was one of my favorite talk show hosts. And he was able to stay on KGO for 25 years, something like that. But basically, we got to be fairly good friends. I was a frequent caller. And on several occasions, he would invite me to come to San Francisco to be a co-host with him. And of course, that was an exciting opportunity. This is sort of where I got my love of talk radio. And has motivated me to do what we're doing now, where, of course, I am on the board and I control the board. But basically, off air, during the commercial break, Jim had looked at me and he'd said, you know, Stan, if I went on the radio and I told and said what I really believe, I would be fired tomorrow. And then, of course, the commercials ended. We went back on the radio, and he said, and if anybody in the administration of this radio station told me what to say, I'd walk out of here tomorrow. And he looked over and he winked at me and with a big smile. But that's the way the world really is. But he went as far as he could. He did a tremendous amount of good, and I've always had the greatest respect for Jim Eason. And basically, he understood how the game was played, but he outsmarted them because he informed a lot of people without ever going over that invisible line. But he was able to get the information out. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And right now, we have Mike calling from Rome, New York. Hi, Mike. You have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Phil. Thanks for taking my call. I do have a question or comment. What do you think of the idea that the soul is a piece of God?
I really don't believe that. I believe that each of us is unique, individual, made in the image and likeness of God. But I don't believe my soul is part of God. I think that I am totally subservient to God in everything that I do. In no way is God part of me or am I part of God. We are separate entities, and my job is to worship him. And, of course, I believe he will provide for me in one way or another. And when I'm dependent upon him, he'll direct my life.
So you believe the soul is created at conception, then?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
but,
remember,
these are all theoretical things. We will never know, but this is my belief. And that is why, of course, abortion is wrong.
The mystics always say the soul is a piece of God, though. I tend to believe the mystics.
Well, you have your right to, but I don't believe anything the mystics say because they tapped in to the dark force. Incidentally,
yeah,
our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is our Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, so we have you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Mike was simply calling and asking my views on the occult, if I believe the soul was part of God. And I told him no. And Chris, he thinks that there's a good side and the bad side of the supernatural. And I agree with that. But I don't think that we have any business trying to ferret it out or trying to contact those realms. We're cautioned in Leviticus and Deuteronomy to avoid them. We have to know about the spiritual entities. We have to know there's a spiritual battle. We have to know that there's a supernatural war going on. But that is God. That battle is between God and Satan. We are not to be involved in that. Anything else you want to say, Mike, before we
go? No, that's fine. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
God bless you. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Lansing, Michigan. We're getting a good cross-section of the United States today. And our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bob. A question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, tonight I wanted to discuss with you some of my favorite books that I've read over the past 30 years as I've been a Christian, and I would even be interested in hearing some of yours. But I'd have to top off the list. I think I'd start with C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity. Have you ever read that?
Yes, and I think it's a great book, and I certainly I think it's a wonderful, wonderful introduction to what this is all about. But then C.S. Lewis was a brilliant mind.
He sure was. I really enjoyed a lot of his writings. Of course, I also read Screwtape Letters and Abolition of Man. But also, I think something that was very important to me early on was I read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Have you ever read that?
Yes, and I will tell you that is that really makes you understand that certainly we are putting ourselves in jeopardy when we become Christians. There's a wonderful story in there about these programs they used to have there in the Colosseum, you know, where, of course, they would feed the Christians to the lions. Where they would have the gladiator battles and the last gladiator battle. I'll never forget that story in Fox's Book of Martyrs, and the one man who had the courage to stand up and shout, "This is wrong, it's wrong," and of course he jumped down into the arena there in Rome and tried to separate the gladiators, and he was killed. But that was the last gladiator fight, because everybody recognized the truth of what he said. Do you remember that story in Fox's Book of Martyrs?
I have forgotten that one, but I'd like to tell you one.
All right, go ahead. It's a wonderful book, and I certainly recommend it. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Maybe somebody remembers that story and what that gentleman's name was, but he stood up and he said, the whole Colosseum, everybody's cheering, the gladiators are fighting to the death, and he says, "This is wrong. It's wrong." And he had a profound impact. He paid for it with his life, but he saved thousands of lives by doing it. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank the Lord for men like that. There is a modern kind of Fox's Book of Martyrs put up by the Christian rock band DC Talk, and in it they have a story about the man who founded the ministry Voice of Martyrs, Pastor Wormbrand, and he was imprisoned for 14 years by the communists in Hungary, and he said at one point, the entire prison, the walls just, like Christ appeared to them, and the walls just appeared to be like gleaming jewels, and they actually came to love the men who were torturing them. They loved them, and he said that many of those prison guards that tortured them and things like that later on became Christians. And what a magnificent story of the triumph of our faith.
Well, let me tell you, one of the high points of my life was when I met Pastor Wormbrand. I think it was back at when I was visiting Pat Robertson's organization many years ago, but shortly before he died. But he was a great, great Christian. His book, if you haven't read Reverend Wormbrand's book, Marx and Satan, we actually carry it. And one of the people really helped me to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle. I never 1-888-24 Liberty. 1-888-24 Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, it's Open Line Wednesday. Incidentally, my wife called in, and before we went to the break, we were talking about the gentleman who jumped up in the Colosseum during a gladiator battle and said, "This is wrong. Stop this!" And jumped down from the seats down into the Colosseum to separate the two gladiators. And, of course, he was run through and killed. But, of course, as the story is told, after he had been killed and shouted, "This is wrong," in the name of, I think it was the name of Jesus Christ, stop, people started to leave the stadium. And one by one, and then in large numbers, they left. And the gladiator fights weren't over. And that was the last gladiator fight. people did not return to watch other gladiator fights. The man's name was Eusebius. I'd forgotten. I remembered the story from Fox's Book of Martyrs, but I didn't remember his name, but it was Eusebius. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, so give us a call. And right now we have Bill calling from Tri-Cities, Washington. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, that's interesting what you're saying about that occurring with people in Coliseums and whatnot. But, yeah, just basically this Thrive documentary, it appears to give the entire big picture, and but with one exception in that there might be, like, this alternative message being given. And see, what I'm kind of wondering is if that might be a part of the plan, is to expose everybody to the fact that they are enslaved to a military-industrial banking international elite plan, and then once everybody knows, then a different form of illusion can be presented, and then the police state behind the scenes will then enslave everybody.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Thrive documentary. It's a new DVD. It's out. It's put out by a man named Foster Gamble of the Procter & Gamble Company. I had lunch with him about a month ago down. Do you know Santa Cruz at all?
Me? Yeah.
Well, basically, it's down there, certainly, down on the ocean right next to the harbor there, and a place called the Crow's Nest. And somebody took us out to lunch. I hadn't met him before. I didn't know what his DVD was all about, but Foster told me that he had read my book. In fact, he had a lot of material from my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, in his DVD. And it is very well done. I mean, 95% of what I would agree with is that 5% that's going to get you into trouble. Because, of course, he interviews certainly David Icke and Barbara Mark Hubbard and all the people from the occult side. And I think my impression meeting Foster was he's a very nice man who honestly believes that we need a new spirituality. We need to love one another. What we need to oppose these wicked people. But, of course, it's that the embracing a new spirituality and trying to fight these wicked people who rule the world is like fighting a fire with gasoline. It just doesn't work. The only way to oppose these wicked people is just with the gospel and with a personal relationship with our Lord, and pointing out that the people who are certainly behind this whole thing and these people of great wealth all embrace a new spirituality. But, of course, they have an intense hatred of Christianity, and people have to understand that the only solution to our problems is not a new spirituality. It's the old spirituality. It's the worship of our Lord Jesus Christ, and people need to have a personal relationship with him. And without that, of course, they're not going to be able to, they'll be able to withstand against the dark forces that are out there, or to stand and survive the terrible times that lie ahead, because there are terrible times coming. And so I plead with you is if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, anyway, you're going to have to get down on your knees and ask him to come into your life. And this is one reason why we sell Pastor Billy Crone's DVD, and we encourage people to get them, because he ends every one of his talks with a personal invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And what's wrong with the DVD Thrive? And it's very well done, but it's looking for the wrong spirituality and giving you the wrong solution to this difficult problem. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bill, when you saw Thrive, did you pick that up?
I thought it was an awesome documentary, the way that they do the pyramid structure and the way that they explain all of these interconnections in a way that maybe the average person can understand. But I did pick up the fact that it is using some kind of a New Age philosophy. And, you know, I think that Hitler was involved in a lot of New Age. And so you know, I don't know what is being harnessed behind the scenes with the people that are really controlling the world, but they could stage a revolution on television and have the majority of the world believe it and then implement something even worse.
Well, people have to understand that it's these people of great wealth. I mean, the really, so many of the really wealthy people are involved in the occult. Henry Ford, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, certainly the people in Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Mellons, they all have tapped into the other side. And that's why they have their wealth and their power. But, of course, it's going to cost them their eternal salvation. And it's too late to do anything about them. But right now, my job is to warn people to avoid this like the deadly plague. And, Cindy, I do believe at least there is some increased understanding that many of the people who are involved in the ruling class who rule America today are involved in the occult. And the purpose of the occult is currently, and they have a plan. They, if you read their literature, they talk about the plan with a capital P. They talk about creative destruction. What in heaven's name is creative destruction? Why, it's the effort to destroy existing society so that they can create a new one. And you can go up on the internet, look up the phrase creative destruction. And, of course, they believe, of course, that if we want to have a sustainable future, well, we're going to have to really, of course, kill off most of the people in the world. They've already killed several billion. They're killing a million or two every day. They're going to kill off billions more before this is over. They know exactly what they're doing, and because that's what I'm going to be talking about at the conspiracy conference going to be held in Santa Clara on the 2nd and 3rd of June. I'm speaking on the 3rd, and I think it's going to be a great conference. I'm speaking on a subject I've never addressed before, but it all ties into the same spiritual battle. Anything else, Bill?
You know, a lot of the different revolutions that take place around the world can appear as a legitimate population revolution, and then you look into it a few months later and you find out that either our State Department or Central Intelligence Agency was giving money to the protesters through one another group. So I'm kind of suspicious about the idea of global revolution. I think that it can be manipulated, especially with the capacity of the internet to facilitate everybody's communications on a global level. It can end up getting people involved in different groups in one or another fashion that will be subject to surveillance anyways, and then the people behind the scenes manipulating the groups can push them in whatever direction they want to push them. So yeah, I'm not too optimistic about the idea of some kind of a global revolution.
Well, yeah, it's really very interesting. Manly P. Hall was the leading Satanist in the world during the last century. Well, I suppose the last half of the last century, Albert Pike was certainly involved during the first half of the 19th century, and then of course Manly P. Hall was the leading occultist of the 20th century. But Manly P. Hall, in a wonderful book we carry called The Secret Destiny of America, as you see, The Secret Destiny of America or of the United States, but basically he talks about how for 3,000 years there have been secret societies out here, and because they all work for the same goal, they're all working in concert to bring about this new uniting all nations, all these democratic nations throughout the world. They've been working to bring about this world democracy for 3,000 years. And, of course, they understand, and he goes into this, they understand the significance of this emblem of the pyramid capped by the triangle with the all-seeing eye. And the book is well worthwhile written. It's written in the 1940s. Before they actually put I guess it was right after they put the all-seeing eye on the back of our dollar bill, but basically, what do we hear? Why did we have this Arab Spring? It's all about democracy. Everybody wants to talk about how America's democracy. America's not a democracy. Democracy is always degenerating to dictatorship. That's what Plato said 2,500 years ago, and it's absolutely true today. And we, isn't it, supposedly we're going to have democracy in Egypt and democracy in Tunisia and democracy in Libya. And it's all a lie. It's all a lie. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
I think that's about good. Yeah, I think that it's supposed to be a constitutional republic, and they take the term democracy, which creates the mentality of we, when in fact we are not the ones in the foreign countries murdering the Afghans. It's not we. It's all of these agencies and institutions that are being used for an international purpose. So, it's, you know, the United States was never supposed to be international, meaning the interconnectedness of military alliances. It was supposed to be a republic. You know, it's far from it now.
Well, our founders did not want a standing army because they knew it would be used one time to create an empire. And, of course, that's exactly what's going on today. We have an empire. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations to crush those nations and make sure that the people there will go along with this idea of the world dictatorship. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got Pam up there in Spokane, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Pam from Spokane.
Hi,
request or comment.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a couple things. First of all, are those people that are ruling the world, are they descendants of the people of the Roman Empire?
Well, philosophically they are. I don't know about the bloodlines. There may be some bloodlines, but I think it's primarily these ideas that are passed down from generation to generation. And you can actually, of course, get into the movement if you're going to college and they see that you're intelligent, that you have the leadership ability, charismatic, and of course, some people like the Bushes, or of course, they go from generation to generation, from diabolical down to just stupid and uninformed, like George W. Bush. But of course, there are some bloodlines that go from generation to generation, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, but you can be recruited into this movement. People like Brzezinski, Kissinger, intelligent, charismatic, and ruthless with no soul. And basically that's what they want. And once you enter into this movement, why, you lose your humanity. Anything else, Pam?
Yeah, and also I found out that, you know, George Bush, he went and bought a bunch of property in Paraguay.
Right, about 200,000 acres, my understanding.
Yeah, well, that's the forgotten fatherland of the new Germany.
Right.
And they got a bunch of Germans all around them countries,
right.
Sir.
That's where the Nazis went at the end of the Second World War, with the full help and support of the American CIA and British intelligence.
And the Bushes, too, yeah.
The Vatican.
Yeah, and also, I want to ask you, did you hear about those drones from May 24th to the end of the end of May that Russia and the United States are going to be flying over the United States?
I really don't know. I don't know anything about them. What is that about, Pam?
Well, I think it was on Power Hour. I heard that yesterday, I think. She was saying that, or somebody on that show was saying that they're having a test trial for the drones, Russia and the United States.
I do know that they are deploying about 30,000 drones here. They're probably not more than, you know, a few dozen terrorists. So they don't need 30,000 drones to watch a few dozen terrorists, most of whom are CIA or FBI payroll. Go ahead.
And I just wondered if you heard about that.
No, I really haven't, but nothing would surprise me. You keep your eye on it and let us know what develops, will you?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Pam calling from Spokane, Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's always my pleasure to do the Open Line Wednesday. We've got Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Hi. Great, Dr. Stan. I wanted to focus on our last three Secretary of States, from Madeleine Albright, then Condoleezza Rice, and now Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's sort of a malediction, a curse. These three people, I assume that because a woman, if we put a woman in there, and the mindset is everything will be calm and she'll handle it more normally. But they're basically war hawks. He had Condoleezza telling us that we're going to see mushroom clouds if we don't get in there and start bombing. And then you have Hillary making threats every week towards Iran. And to me, it's obviously they're basically instigating something here. And I always thought that the State Department were coming from a theme as goodwill ambassadors. Remember that phrase, Dr. Stan?
Well, you have to understand our State Department's been under the control of the Brotherhood of Darkness going for 50 to 75 years. And our State Department is not our friend. They brought communism to Eastern Europe. They turned China over to the communists. Country after country after country, they have installed ruthless communist dictators in. And certainly anybody's not read John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We recommend that book. We think it's well done. Mr. Perkins is pretty much a new ager, but his information is excellent. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews with him. Hang on, Tim. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com
or 800-982-9158. Find out about ProPax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. That was just John calling up Social Pan, commenting on this idea that we are part of God and God is part of us. And I just said, I do not believe that at all. I believe I'm a created being, created in the image and likeness of God, but I'm not God, although that is the message of the occult. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to get the information put up by Rhonda Burns, frequently certainly featured by many of the talk show hosts. Certainly, you need to read the book, The Lost Scroll. The Lost Scroll, Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. And Rhonda Burns is featured by Oprah Winfrey. And basically, the message is, you are God. And if you believe that, you've got an awful big ego, and you're laying yourself open for all sorts of problems. Basically, there's nothing wrong with the Bible. You should get back to the Bible. You should read the Bible. I believe it's God's word, and you're going to need that information and that personal relationship with God during the terrible times that lie ahead. So if you don't have a relationship with our Lord, we hope maybe you'll want to get one of Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs or sets, because with every talk he gives, every sermon, he has an invitation for you to come into a personal relationship with the Lord. And I will tell you that my life was transformed when I accepted my Lord Jesus Christ, and yours will be as well. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, we ask for your prayers for Radio Liberty, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. I will be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 3rd of June at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. If you want more information, go to the Internet and look up conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon, one word, .com. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will introduce you to the spiritual battle that's going on. You need to hear my talks on The Dark Secret and on The Forbidden Secret. They're two DVDs that, of course, you need to hear. I get these syllabuses to go with them so you can check out and see if I'm really telling the truth, which, of course, I am. But I challenge you to, because basically they contain a couple of George Bush's speeches. And you say, why would anybody want to read George Bush's speeches? Because he lets the cat out of the bag. He tells you exactly what this is all about in his first and second inaugural addresses. And, you know, probably 100 million people heard them and didn't understand a word he said when he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What in heaven's name was this ancient hope that was meant to be fulfilled? Why, that, of course, is what Mandy P. Hall talks about in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, which, incidentally, is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But you have to tell the girls it's on the special catalog. Written by Mandy P. Hall, the leading Satanist of the last century, The Secret Destiny of America lays the story out for you very clearly. And, of course, you get it from my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and so many of the other things that we carry. We hope, of course, that you're going to get Rosalind Peterson's wonderful new DVD on geoengineering, Betty Martini's new DVD on aspartame, Michael Shaw's new DVD on Agenda 21, my new DVD on The Dangerous Deception. It's based upon my interview with Norman Dodd. If you've never seen it, why you need to see it, an interview I did many years ago. But then, of course, you're going to have to put up with me talking for 45 minutes, bringing you up to date on what's going on. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Daniel Beckett, who lives in this Monterey Bay area where I do, in fact, very close to where I live. He's running for the post of supervisor. The second half hour is going to be open lines, and we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly the problems of our county, I very much like the problems of most other counties. And so I've asked Daniel to come on and tell us about what motivated him to run for the Board of Supervisors. He's going to probably be having to have a runoff, but of course he's got to get through the first part of the election, and then probably a runoff, and then he'll be running, of course, for the election in November. And basically, the old adage is, think globally, but act locally. The other side's gone on that premise for a long period of time, and this is why they've been able to take over communities all across America and impose their diabolical agenda, Agenda 21, on the people and the communities. Daniel, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm very glad to be on your show tonight.
I want you to tell us what the issues are in our area and what the local member of the Board of Supervisors does and what you can do, you think, perhaps to give us a better place to live here. We have certainly probably one of the most beautiful places in the world, but we have a totally corrupt city, government at every turn. So what's going on? What can you do about it?
Well, like you stated earlier, the problems here are very similar to everywhere else. The county government here claims to be broke, although I no doubt they have a lot of money stashed away that they're not going to tell us about. And so they can't fix the roads. They can't fix any infrastructure. That's at least what they tell us, but they always seem to have money for, in my opinion, silly things like this rail acquisition, a 32-mile of old railroad rail that they want to buy and turn it into they call it a rail trail. Pardon me.
But this is all part of Agenda 21. The whole idea is get us out of our cars. So they want to build their housing units right along a rail line. And then, of course, they want to have trains there so we can get around on trains rather than get us in a car. They want to get us out of our cars. And, of course, here in the Monterey Bay area, they spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get studies, special studies to see how this would be economically feasible. And, of course, this is there's two towns, one's Capitola, the other's Aptos. And they've decided they spent $250 million on an expert who said this whole venture will be economically feasible. We'll haul freight over this 5-mile distance between Aptos and Capitola. and it's madness. I mean, who's going to actually haul the freight down to the freight yard and put it on the train to get it from Aptos to Capitola and then pick it up in Capitola? And why not simply hire a truck? Oh, no, we're going to make lots of money. They're lying to the people, aren't they, Daniel?
Well, my opponent, he has said at a forum that he doesn't believe that the railroad is really feasible. And then I found out later that rail was acquired under that, the bond was under that criteria of it being for a railroad. So they're not really being factual or honest about the full acquisition.
All right, fine. Well, so this is just one of the ways that they're wasting money. They're wasting millions of dollars to buy a rail line to haul freight 5 miles.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cynthia was asking Beckett, Daniel Beckett, about the fact that his opponent apparently was sent from another community. He has such strong ties to the Obama administration. He was sent for another community to run for political office here. This is what the carpetbaggers did in post-Civil War, the South, and they would just have these people come in. They didn't live in the area. They just came in and they took over the control of the government. Is your opponent been sent from another area or come from another area into this area? And if he did, why did he come here? Why isn't he running for political office where he lives?
Well, he's kind of a mysterious fellow. The official story that he puts out is he's a young guy. He's only 33. He came here on a college tour. He went to the local junior college, then the UCSD, and then he went back east and went to Georgetown, and then he got picked up politically, and he worked for Congressman Daschle and our congressman, Congressman Farr. And if memory serves me correctly, he served as the Obama campaign chairman in Pennsylvania. So he's very connected politically. He's an excellent speaker. He actually works for the local or Santa Cruz Police Department as a spokesman slash crime analyst. And he is the Santa Cruz, California is the leader in this new so-called predictive policing. And it's been analogized with the movie Minority Report, in that they go around and they try to predict. Their system is through a computer to predict where crime was going to be. And myself and many others just feel that this is kind of creepy, and this is, I don't know, it's something wrong with this program. It's got a strange feeling about it.
All right, but basically they have predictive policing, and he was part and parcel of that. What are the major issues? Which supervisorial district are you running in?
The second, which is, if local people will know, it's Aptos, and it goes actually from the coast at Monterey County, picks up part of a little bit of Watsonville, and then comes up to mid-county around Cabrillo College. That's the breakoff point in the northern boundary. And there's a number of issues. There's obviously the rail trail. We touched on that. There's these community, so-called community plans. There's one in Aptos that's, I guess, about to get underway. And I don't know, the paper, I was at a forum several weeks ago, and I explained myself very well why I was opposed to community plans, and they just put a quote in the paper that I was just opposed to community plans.
But why are you opposed? What's wrong with planning?
The reason I'm opposed to community planning is that it doesn't come from the community. It comes from the county planning department, it comes from state agencies, and if you follow it all the way, it's sustainable development plans. They want to make the people in the communities believe that they're really participating in this process, but it's a consensus process. I know your listeners are sophisticated enough to understand.
Well, but they may not be. You're going to have to explain to them, what is the consensus process? In other words, basically, the idea, you know, that we have local government, which is responsive to the people. So what is this community planning, and what is this really all about, and who is it imposing? Because it's basically outside programs being imposed upon the local people, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go all the way to the top, it is Agenda 21. I had the local plan in my, I live in what you would basically refer to as a village. It's unincorporated. And this was very early on. They started this plan back in the late 90s, and they weren't too smart about the language they used. And actually, in the planning document, they actually said to further sustainable development. That was a big mistake, because it was pretty easy to determine what they were trying to do.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what is sustainable development, and why should we be concerned about it? I mean, after all, as being sustainable, that really sounds good, doesn't it?
Sure, sure. I mean, even to myself many years ago. Agenda 21, it is control. It is controlling the control of all resources. The people who have really been hurt to this point, of course, are the resource extractors, such as, you know, the logging industry. The farmers are coming under huge pressure now in this area due to water. I actually talked to a group of farmers this morning, and they just feel like they're under assault. So
they are under assault, and this is all part of this whole idea. We want this community to be sustainable. So what will we do? Why, we'll limit the use of power. We want to get people out of their cars. We want to limit the use of water. We want to control certainly fossil fuel emissions because of global warming. So we certainly don't want people driving their cars, because there's so many people out there and they're letting off CO2. Would be far better off with a lot fewer people, and that the cows have a flatulence, they let off methane, and that's another source of CO2. CO2. We need to do away with the animals. We need to do away with the people. We need to do away with the people who are using the water and the power and the natural resources. We need to reconstruct society. Isn't that pretty well what it's all about?
I would agree with that. It's some people I've talked to, they just don't seem to have a problem with this. Even the idea of population reduction and everything else, they think it's just fine. I guess they just don't feel that they're ever going to be affected by this.
But, well, I like to tell them this. You just bring your kids over to my home. Yeah. We'll just smash their heads in, because that's what this is really all about. They intend to dramatically decrease the population of not only our communities, but the world. They've already killed several billion people. They're killing millions of people every day. They intend to kill billions of people more. And the average individual just can't believe anything could be like this. But that's what this whole Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program is. We have to have limitations on the use of natural resources and power and energy, so we will have a sustainable community. Would that be a fair estimate?
Sure, and then you get into the whole smart meter system, and I mean, that was a huge fight here, and, you know, where they're trying to basically monitor all the use of power. Sure, it's becoming, I mean, 10 years ago it was harder to convince people of this type of thing was happening because it wasn't quite as noticeable, but now it's just coming at us so fast and so hard that I think one would have to kind of be asleep at the switch to not see that something big is coming down the road.
How do the farmers, if you're talking to the farmers about what's happening with the water, are they concerned? Do they understand this is a part of something much larger?
No, I don't think so. Well, they really don't. They really don't want to believe
it. At least introduce those ideas to them that what they really want to do is prevent them from having water so that they won't be able to grow their crops, because they're not going to need them as long as there's not that many people around.
Well, many people are just trying to survive day to day, and they're just worried about the next thing that comes down the pike, and they're not really looking out far enough forward to really understand what the big picture is.
What about your opponent? Is he in favor of sustainable development? Have you had a chance to challenge him and ask him about that, or ask him about ICLEI, or ask him about Agenda 21?
Not to this point. He has come out in favor in his statement for smart growth, so that's obviously part of it.
Could you explain to our listeners what is smart growth?
Well, it's basically the clustering of homes, residences, the clustering of business, or even sometimes putting them together so you don't have to drive. And, I mean, it sounds good, but it's taking away the freedom of people to be able to live where they want and travel where they want. And, it's just the clustering of population centers.
Could you explain how this whole idea works? They really do want to control where we live. They do want to get us out of our cars. They want to control where we work. They want to control how many people there are. They want to restrict growth. I mean, this is incredible plans. How do you present this to people who really have no idea what's going on? How do you convince them there's a problem and they should vote for you?
Well, you can't really hit them with the whole picture at once, because it's overwhelming to them. You just have to try to come across in a reasonable manner and explain, you know, do the best you can to explain the different aspects of this. But to try to hit the average person with the entire package in one shot is rather difficult for the average person to comprehend. So one has to be I can't even think of the word, but
circumspect, I think, would that's the word I would use. Big long word, but I think it's a good word.
Yeah, to not overwhelm people, because the average person can't really handle the entire package at once.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Daniel Beckett, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Certainly Daniel's running for Board of Supervisors and the second supervisor of district here in the Santa Cruz County, the county I live in. And he's a very, very courageous man who's willing to try to do something. And if you're out in the audience, Sydney, you need to get involved yourself or to support the people who have the courage to try to expose the diabolical nature of Agenda 21 or of ICLEI or of creative destruction, which is simply a term that they use. You can look it up on the internet. Creative destruction means we're going to create a new society, but we have to destroy the old one. And we have to limit the number of people, the number of jobs, the consumption of energy, of natural resources. But the biggest enemy of the world and of the earth, and when they talk about the earth, they always capitalize the E, is humanity itself. And humanity is the enemy. They're not going to tell people that, but if you read their publications, it's what it's about. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132. 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Daniel Beckett. And if you're out there listening to the audience, you have a question or comment. But basically, of course, the problems in Santa Cruz are like every place else. They want to control everything, and they're using the local government to do it. And if you want to change things locally, you start getting involved in the local government. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Sandy calling from Yakima. Hi, Sandy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a comment. I have a question. I was wondering for your guest. I was wondering if you had any kind of support. Are you just going this alone, or are anybody in the community supporting you?
Yes, I'm actually quite happy with the amount of support I have. There's many people who feel disenfranchised, and obviously I can't compete with my well-funded opponents, but I've been quite pleased with the support that I have so far, and it seems to be building the momentum, so I'm quite encouraged by where this is going.
And I think that, Sandy, people from outside the area could support Daniel if they're interested. They said if you don't have somebody locally worth supporting, any place we can get people in who love America, who love freedom and want to preserve it, we will all benefit. Anything else, Sandy?
I just had one little more comment. I go to church with a lot of elderly people. We have real young couples with children and then a lot of elderly, and they don't seem to be concerned about any of this. They don't want to investigate Agenda 21, ICLEI, you know, or the Earth Summit, none of it. I can't seem to get them to listen. They don't seem to care. I don't understand that.
Well, what you need, Sandy, is to convince them that they're talking about mass genocide, that they've already killed about 2 billion people. They kill 1 million people every single day, and they tend to kill off most of the remaining population. And if they don't care that their children have no future, if they don't care that there's not going to be any funding for the elderly, and they're going to simply let them die, if they don't understand that we're on the brink of a war with the Muslim world, and we have already supplied the people in Pakistan with nuclear weapons, and this is going to be a nuclear component to the coming war. If they don't care about that, why, that's fine. But, of course, don't come to you when, of course, they find millions of Americans dying in America.
Yes. Okay.
Okay?
That's all I had. Thank you, Dr.
Your job, Sandy, is to get the message out.
That's right.
And, Sandy, if they don't want to listen, but one thing I want you to do is don't get angry with them. Pray for them.
That's what I do.
And you'll find out, I found out through the years, that when you pray for people and pray for their eyes to be opened, sometimes they are. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Daniel will only be with us a moment more. Daniel, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out one more time if people across America would like to help.
Thank you, Stan. It's www.beckettforsupervisor.com. And my phone number, you can call me directly, is 831-722-9403. And I have a campaign slogan that's when I ran for class president in 1975, my mom came up with it. And it was Check It for Beckett. It worked then, and I'm hoping, I'm very hopeful that it will work again this time. So Check It for Beckett.
Oh, Check It, like check the ballot?
Yeah, Check It for Beckett.
All right, Check It for
Beckett. A little corny, but I did that in memorial to my mother.
And basically, did you win the election?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, then remember Check It for Beckett. God bless you. Thank you,
Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Of course, we're going to do open lines for the next half hour. So what we need is for you to pick up that telephone and call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And understand, of course, that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. But God's people have to be involved. And one reason we're losing as we are is because our churches have been neutralized. are ministers. Many of them, some of them know what's going on, and they're frankly afraid to speak out. They have far more fear of government or than, of course, the church board than they do of God. We have to do what's right, especially at this time, because, of course, to do nothing now makes moral cowards of men. So we're either going to take a stand and do what's right, or we're going to lose America. And, of course, we deserve to lose America. For still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to a worse time, where you may have to fight when there is no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as slaves.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They are dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, and Sunday, this is the second hour. We're going to have 30 minutes of open lines again. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, let me bring you up to date with what's going on in Europe. The Dutch government has collapsed. The government of Holland has simply been that they've had the government was thrown out. And so the Dutch government is in real trouble. And now, of course, the Belgian government is in real trouble as well. They're essentially their ratio of GDP to a debt is way out of kilter. Belgium will probably be one of the next European nations to falter. Basically, of course, you have the so-called pig nations, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And, of course, you can throw Ireland in there if you want to. But actually, all of them, of course, are running on borrowed money. And there's no way that they can certainly grow out of this because, basically, they have lost their national sovereignty. They do not control their own money supply. Now, here in the United States, we can actually, of course, keep going for a period of time, but by simply printing money or having the Federal Reserve System create money out of nothing and then buying up our own debt. And basically, here in the United States, 43 cents of every dollar that the government spends certainly has to be borrowed. And since other countries will not lend us money, because they don't trust the solvency, we got a great solution. We simply buy our own debt. How do you do that? How could you buy your own debt? Well, very simply, you create the money out of nothing, and that's what the Federal Reserve System is doing. Creating money, they bought up 61% of all of the debt last year with money they simply created out of nothing, and simply it worked for a time. But pretty soon the inflation takes off and you go to the grocery store and look at the prices, they're going up. Go to the hardware store, you'll see the prices going up. Go to the gas station, you'll see the prices going up. And go to college, you'll find out the prices are increasing all the time. I'm going to get automotive repair, I'm getting a little work done on my car. Prices are going up, and basically this is the inflationary spiral that comes when the government irresponsibly creates money. But after all, if they don't create the money, how could they continue providing all the goodies from the American people? 46.5 million Americans getting food stamps, 56 million Americans on Social Security, 50 million Americans on Medicare, and then all the other programs, subsidized programs, the college programs, the college scholarships, all the giveaway programs. Of course, we want to get money. We were talking the last half hour about how they're going to buy up this 17-mile strip of tracks here, railway tracks, so they can haul freight 5 miles from Aptos to Capitola, and not only that, but from Capitola back to Aptos. But they're getting part of the money for this from the federal government. And it's all part of this created money, but pretty soon the whole thing begins to collapse. Well, of course, Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy can't do that because they have joined the European Union. And the only thing they can do is simply drop out and create their own monetary system or drop out completely from the European Union. Should this happen, why, of course, an economy which is even larger than that of the United States would begin to crumble. And, of course, this is exactly what's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when that happens, of course, we're going to be in real trouble because our Federal Reserve has simply been creating money and lending it to Europe now, Sydney. We don't know how much they're lending because they won't tell us. Everything is a secret. Oh, national security. We can't let the common people know what we elite are doing. We're simply creating money. We're lending it to Europe. What happens when Europe can't pay it back? What happens essentially when the Europeans get very, very concerned about what's going on and they suddenly begin pulling their money out of the European banks over there because they know those banks are going to go down? And what are they going to do with their money? They're going to dump it in the United States. And as all that money begins coming in the United States, it's going to undermine the stability of our currency and the prices are going to skyrocket. If you want to know what the future holds, let me suggest an excellent source of information, and that is John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. That's shadowstats.com. And John Williams is an independent economist, and he has a treatise there. It's only been available for a short period of time. Before it was there, but we couldn't get into it because we're not a member of the little club of people who support John. But we've talked to him on a number of occasions, and hopefully we've helped him get some clients. But John has a treatise called Hyperinflation January 2012. And he simply points out that initially he thought there'd be hyperinflation by the end of 2016. Last year, he said it would be 2014. By the end of 2014 or sooner, we would have hyperinflation. Now, he thinks it may very well be by the end of next year. Now, people never define what is hyperinflation. Is that like we have imposed upon Zimbabwe, where Americans, the elite here, wanted to see how to destroy a first world nation? We took what was one of the most prosperous, indeed, probably the single most prosperous nation in Africa, where there was no discrimination, no difference between black and white, where the blacks had a high living standard, probably the highest living standard in all of sub-Saharan Africa. And what they did is they destroyed that nation. Half the people have fled. The other half are living in abject poverty. The streets, the roads, are everything gone. The medical system is gone. Suddenly, they have notes over there that are a $10,000 trillion. You know, $1 trillion, $10,000 trillion. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've been able to do to that country in a little over 30 years. But I don't think they're going to have inflation that bad here in America, at least not initially. But you only need is 30% inflation in 3 years. They've pretty well decimated your life savings. So that's exactly what they want. They want to wreck our country. That is the plan, W-R-E-C-K. The mnemonic that goes with W for this is a worldwide movement. The elite want to reconstruct the world. The creative destruction is their term. They want globalism in the name of protecting the environment. They want to destroy everything in the world, and then they can build a new world. R, the W-R, R is they want to destroy religion. They want to destroy Christianity. They've done a pretty good job of it. They changed the music and the message of our churches. E, W-R-E, they want, of course, to they're using this thing of environmentalism. Basically, they claim that we've got to preserve the environment. The environment's being destroyed. So what we need is sustainable development. What we need is to control the environment. We have to control fossil fuel emissions to prevent global warming. But really, of course, what they're doing certainly is destroying our water, destroying our air, destroying our food, because this is how they're going to destroy the population. And then, of course, C, the W-R-E-C, they want to destroy our currency, and they're in the process of doing it by creating hyperinflation. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen, and if you haven't actually made your preparations for it, do not put it off, because if you do, you're going to spend your twilight years, of course, living in abject poverty. The W-R-E-C, then K. The W-R-E-C-K, K is for killing. They really talk openly about killing the vast majority of people in the world. And if you haven't actually ever seen the Georgia Guidestones, and you can see those, we have pictures of them on my website, or you can go up to Elberton, Georgia, and see them. There are lots of articles now. I'm probably the first person to write on the Georgia Guidestones and publish on it, but they're now widely talked about. Like most people who talk about the Georgia Guidestones have pictures, and the pictures that my son and I have taken of the Georgia Guidestones. So W-R-E-C-K, they really are deadly serious. they'd intend to kill off most of the people in the world. If you haven't read my population control monograph, population control agenda monograph, it's on the internet, it's on our website. Get it, understand what they're up to, and then help us get the word out, because the life you save could be your own or that of a loved one. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines for the next few minutes. We have Dan calling from Florida. Hi, Dan. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead.
There's so many things that I'd like to say. I know my time is limited. So you were focusing on Europe a few minutes ago. And by coincidence, I've been reading the book of Daniel in the Old Testament the last week or so. And it talks about the image that he saw and the different kingdoms that would come to pass during the time of what they call the Gentiles. That is, after Israel was put into captivity and kicked out of the promised land. In any case, the prophecies talk about the rebirth of the Holy Roman Empire and the ten toes. So my question to you is, out of this turmoil in the European Union, if it comes to pass in the next 12 months, 24 months, whatever it is, that the shakeout of all these countries there winds up with 10 of them remaining in some form of a union, do you think that that has any significance at all in terms of Bible prophecy?
Well, it may or it may not. I don't know. Certainly there's a lot of people who really believe that we are going to have a 10 components. So other people who think that that, certainly talking about the 10 empires, are there going to be 10 regions of the world? I don't know. I don't try to anticipate what's going to happen. I look at it and see it unfolding and realize this is God's plan. It's like the Jews returning to Israel. I mean, what were the chances that's going to happen? And people will give you all sorts of reasons why it happened, you know, because the Zionist conspiracy put them, children of Israel, back in the Holy Land, and that's absolutely true. But what's behind the Zionist conspiracy? None of these things happen in an accident, in a vacuum, and God can use the Zionist conspiracy. He can use Adolf Hitler. He can use the Holocaust. He can use all sorts of things to fulfill his age-old plan. But we do know that 2,000 years ago, or at least 1,900 years ago, the Holy Scriptures told us that the Jews were going to return to the Holy Land, and they have. So basically, I see the things unfolding, and I marvel at God's work. And you may be right. Some people think there are only going to be 10 nations over there in Israel, and this is God's plan. Maybe that's the way it's going to work out, or maybe there's 10 regions of the world. We're just going to have
Dr.
to wait
Stan,
and see. Go ahead.
Do you think if you're alive and the Antichrist comes on the scene, do you think you're going to know who he is? I mean, will you be? Do you think you're in touch enough to be able to recognize that person for who and what he is?
Well,
even the elect would be deceived.
Oh, I think so, but I will not know ahead of time. And if I am living at that time, why I hope I'll be smart enough to be able to tell you that this is the man who is said. But then who knows? Maybe the pre-trib rapture people are right. Maybe the mid-trib rapture people are right. Maybe the post-trib rapture people are right. I'm a pan-tribulationist, you know. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's all going to pan out according to God's plan.
Yeah.
But basically, I happen to believe that the Antichrist is probably alive in the world today. I don't know who he is. Some people say he's going to be European. Some people say he's going to come from the Middle East. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay, Dr. Stan, thank you.
Anything else you'd like to see or talk about? Because all of these things are so fascinating, and I think we're seeing the biblical prophecy unfolding, but we can never be bulldogmatic about it. Have you seen Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful series on the final countdown and all the prophecies that are coming to pass?
I've seen part of it, Dr. Stan. I don't know if you recall a biblical prophecy expert and just a Bible teacher by the name of J. Vernon McGee. He used to have a program, 5 years in the Bible Bus. It was on all the radio stations. I think, in fact, it's still on.
It sure is. In fact, J. Vernon McGee is about as close to eternal life as you'll ever see. He's been dead now for probably 10 years, and his program is still on the radio. He was a wonderful person. We got a chance to hear him speak in person when he was in our area probably 20 years ago, but a brilliant theologian. Basically, he wasn't a theologian. He was just a minister with a lot of good common sense, but the people loved him, and I was among them. Go ahead.
No, I just been studying. I have a volume set, the annotations from his radio program throughout the whole series of the books of the Bible, and that's where I'm in Daniel. And the books were written 40 years ago, and he was talking about how the population here in this country and various other countries are brainwashed. Everything that you're saying, Dr. Stan, in one form or another, I read and pick up in some of his commentary. But, you know, the things that he points out and that he wrote 40, 50 years ago seem to me to be getting a lot more real, a lot closer. And I expect, like you do, that fairly soon, unless we're taken out of here, we're going to confront the day when this Antichrist shows up.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. And a lot of people were very critical of J. Vernon McGee. They said, well, he's not even a theologian, you know. He's not a theologian. He wasn't. He was just a minister with a lot of good common sense. And sometimes there are lots smarter than the theologians.
Thank you, Dr.
And I'm just so glad to know that some of the things I'm saying are the things that J. Vernon McGee said. That would certainly be the greatest tribute, because I certainly would have the greatest respect for J. Vernon. God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-MILLION.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy.
Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we're talking about prophecy and what the future holds. Let me recommend the 10 DVD sets, part 1, part 2, 5 DVDs in each one, on the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. That's Pastor Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and it's got a lot of wonderful shots there, a lot of wonderful footage that he's put together to help you better understand the prophetic significance of what's going on today. Now, of course, we have the first five of his talks on DVD, and we put it together. It's just the Final Countdown. We never got the chance to get the rest of them together, but of course they do that, and we carry Pastor Billy Crone's book, The Final Countdown. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and they'll help you to better understand or the significance of unfolding events, because you cannot look at what's going on today from a political point of view or an ideological point of view or the conspiratorial point of view. The conspiracy is the conspiracy against God, and there are powerful spiritual forces at work in our society today. And if you'd like to either get the 10 DVD series or the first series, they're not that expensive. You can get the first five and then the second five of the Final Countdown, and you'll learn so much. It will help you to better interpret what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the first five CDs of my interviews with Pastor Crone on this, going along with his first five DVDs, or his book, they're all excellent. And they're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, Pastor Billy is going to begin to redo the series now. He gave the first one last Sunday when my wife and son were in Las Vegas. They were at the church. This is going to be a 26-part series. So there'll be 26 DVD in the series. The one you're going to get now has 10 DVDs, and it's excellent. Pastor Billy says, boy, this is really getting exciting. Maybe it'll even be more than 26, but he's already got 26 of them planned out, and they will be available coming down the line, but you'll certainly want to get the older ones, watch them, and then you want to get the new ones when they come out. They're not that expensive, but they give you insight into the biblical significance of the events that are taking place today. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America. I said that 5 hours a day, and we do actually 5 hours every day, then we do our weekend program. We reach about 70 different outlets every single week. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you'd like to help us, and we could certainly use your help at this time. We've had, a lot of people are hurting financially. A couple of our advertisers have, for whatever reason, have not honored their pledges to us. So basically, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can